With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Israel, has a wartime cabinet now after Prime Minister Netanyahu and his chief political rival Benny Gantz put aside their differences to kind of cobble together a degree of unity to oversee the fight, avenging a gruesome weekend attack by Hamas militants. The announcement as the Israeli military appears increasingly likely to launch a ground offensive into Gaza. Secretary of State Blinken is in Israel and scheduled to meet with senior Israeli officials in a solidarity visit as the war with Hamas militants enters its sixth day. Correspondent Joseph Krauss reports on the concerns that the battle could be protracted.
Hamas has deep roots in Gaza. It has tens of thousands of followers all across the Strip, and it has a lot of experience operating as an underground insurgency. So if the goal is to remove Hamas from power or to uproot it completely, this could be a prolonged and very bloody conflict ahead.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump in Miami Wednesday night defending his record governing the nation for 4 years without any new wars and taking President Biden's foreign policy to task. UAW is expanding its strike to include a Ford truck plant in Kentucky.
The United Auto Workers Union has significantly escalated its walkout against three Detroit automakers by going on strike against a major Ford truck plant in Louisville, Kentucky. In a surprise move, the 8,700 members walked out at about 6:30 p.m. The plant makes the profitable, heavy-duty F-Series pickup trucks and large SUVs. Ford called the strike expansion grossly irresponsible. The UAW began striking against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis on September 15th. About 25,000 workers out of 146,000 have walked off their jobs at the three automakers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. A new poll finds religious people have better well-being.
The Gallup survey found that the world's religious people are more positive and more likely to be engaged in their communities. While the 10-year study found that the well-being of religious people varies from country to country, the report indicated that there is often a positive relationship between spirituality and well-being, and that the positive effect of religious people is compounded when they live in more religious countries. So as millions worldwide struggle with their mental health and well-being, the Gallup poll finds that people who are religious have better well-being than people who aren't. Ken Lorman reporting.
Gallup reports globally, negative emotions such as sadness, worry, and anger are at their highest level in more than a decade. But recent studies have found a strong spiritual or faith commitment is linked to lower rates of depression, addiction, and suicide. This is SRN News. Wall Street trades its wingtips for a pair of sandals, at least for a day.
Birkenstock is making its debut on Wall Street. The 249-year-old German maker of upmarket sandals set a price of $46 per share for its initial public offering of stock, valuing the company at $8.64 billion. It is trading on the New York Stock Exchange under the Birk ticker symbol. The sandals have long been put down as the antithesis of high fashion, but they do have a cult following, and this year they got a plug in the blockbuster film Barbie. Rich Thomason reporting.
Astros are heading to their seventh straight ALCS, this time to play the Rangers after they beat the Twins. Diamondbacks going back to the NLCS after sweeping the Dodgers last night, and the Phillies lead the Braves 2-1 after winning their game on Wednesday. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.